Most have now been restored as they continue looking into exactly what happened. Detectives in Paris keeping the Louvre closed for another day following the jewel heist on Sunday morning, the thieves making off with priceless French crown jewels.
The raid lasted all of 7 minutes before they escaped on scooters. But the gang seems to have dropped the 200-year-old crown of Empress Eugenie, Napoleon's wife. It was damaged but recovered at the scene.
That's ABC's James Longman in Paris outside the museum. Prince Andrew agreeing to give up his royal titles, including the Duke of York, following years of scandals and questions about his acquaintances, including one-time friend Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Australia at the White House, an Oval Office meeting coming up shortly. This is ABC News. 3.5 months after a 9-year-old died in a sweltering Texas car, her mother has been arrested and charged with murder. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The majority of hot car deaths reported by KidsInCars.org involve parents who accidentally left their kids in their vehicles. In the case of Gemisola Akayanode,
the mother knew and left her in the vehicle with some water, a window partially lowered, and went to work.
Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the woman also gave her 9-year-old daughter melatonin to help her sleep. When she finished her 8-hour shift, Akayanode found her daughter dead in the car. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
We're going to need a Game 7 to see who's playing the Dodgers in the World Series on Friday.
The majority of hot car deaths.
The U.S.
Guerrero swings left field, and this one is not coming back.
There we go. The call on ESPN is Vladimir Guerrero hit his 6th postseason homer last night, tying the ALCS at 3 games each. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Both fans involved in a viral clash at American Family Field have been banned from future Brewers games. The Milwaukee attorney who threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has lost her job and resigned from a volunteer position. The man who recorded it all was removed from the game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers say they don't tolerate offensive comments about race or national origin and want all fans to feel safe. If the rainy weather kept you from getting out to enjoy the fall colors this weekend, you still have time. Tourism officials say colors will peak this week for the Green Bay area. Many counties to our north are already at peak color, with some places in central and southern Wisconsin only 25% there yet. No matter where you go, it's just a beautiful time to live in Wisconsin. Farmers are crossing our state to raise their voices against trade barriers. The Motorcade for Trade made a stop in western Wisconsin on their 14-state tour across America's heartland. Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel says 95% of consumers of American agricultural products do not live in the U.S. Since Wisconsin relies heavily on agricultural exports, especially for soybeans, dairy, and cranberries, tariffs intended to punish other countries are actually causing significant financial hardship for our farmers here at home. Keel says the U.S. not only needs to keep the markets we have, but also find new markets without facing trade barriers. If you hope to bag a sturgeon this winter, now's the time to get your license. Wisconsin's DNR sent out a reminder that the deadline is October 31st for all spearers who want to harvest a sturgeon from Lake Winnebago. Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season also opened over the weekend and runs through January. Bag limits are now 2 roosters a day. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day or on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those, decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when we go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish it off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloud set to increase for your Monday afternoon. South winds up to 25 with highs in the lower 60s. Tonight we'll see some showers in the area, lows in the lower 40s. More shower chances Tuesday, partly sunny, cooler with highs near 50. Currently 46 degrees.
WGBW. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. To hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. That's Yesterday from the Beatles. But today, October 20th, way back in 1965, the Beatles received a gold record for that song, Yesterday.
Oh, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train, ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my. Last for an hour, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask.
got music you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose. If it's jug and music or rhythm and blues, just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there. So just blow your mind.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WZBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and let's talk about the big recall from Ford concerning about 750,000 cars and trucks. Now, there's a few different issues. There's a camera display issue with the 360 camera may not display things properly when you use that for rear view images, which is a problem because a lot of people rely on that, right? It was so weird getting used to, and now we're kind of so used to it that it's hard not to use the rear view camera. This is Ford's third rear view camera related recall this year. Also being recalled, some of those vehicles for seatbelt cable issues and a problem in a lot of trucks, there's a steering issue. So if you want to check to make sure about this recall or any others, to check for recalls on any vehicles, here's the website to go and check, nhtsa.gov. Type that in, put your make and model in, and you'll find out if there's a recall. It's nhtsa.gov.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit wiinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
I remember that night in May.
Remember.
The
the still of the night. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Monday, starting with Dan Marcus in the morning and listening all day.
GBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Both fans involved in a viral clash at American Family Field have been banned from future Brewers games. The Milwaukee attorney who threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has lost her job and resigned from a volunteer position. The man who recorded it all was removed from the game for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The Brewers say they don't tolerate offensive comments about race or national origin and want all fans to feel safe. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Thanks to decades of public health announcements, most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect cancer, meaning those women could get a clean bill of health when actually something is wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds, but that means women are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket. A current bill, recently passed unanimously by the Senate, is named after Gail Zare, a Wisconsin woman who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. Gail's law would require insurance companies to cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bipartisan group of women behind the bill say they are looking forward to bringing it to the assembly floor. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day or on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloud set to increase for your Monday afternoon. South winds up to 25 with highs in the lower 60s. Tonight we'll see some showers in the area, lows in the lower 40s. Or shower chances Tuesday, partly sunny, cooler with highs near 50. Right now it's 48.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her that I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? See the most beautiful girl that walked out on me. Tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her?
Local news and time with hits on 97.9 WGBW. We talked about the Ford recall. What about the pet food recall? That's coming up in 10 minutes.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song. The one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together. That's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody.
It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in the movies. Hey, baby, the planet I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the planet I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you remember the way it used to be? It made us feel like dancing. It gave us time to think about romancing. Hey, baby, hey, baby. Hey, baby, hey, baby. It's the one with the pretty melody. That made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in the movies. Hey, baby, hey, baby. The play our song, get my movie now. Hey, baby, come on. Yeah.
timeless hits on WGBW. We are 97.9, and tonight, don't miss another Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Special guest Amy Gaither joining the show, and I don't know how she has time, to be quite honest. When she's not acting, she's teaching, she's writing, she's producing, she's doing a lot of stuff. Even some voice work on Audible. You may have heard her on an audiobook, and you'll hear her with Pete Schwabba tonight.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spider with God, Judy in the sky, with glasses.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight.
Judy in the sky.
Important to me that you know.
on 97.9 WGBW. Last week, we were talking about the frozen spinach recall. Today, we're talking about some freeze-dried pet treats being recalled for possible salmonella contamination. The pet treats are made right here in Wisconsin, and it's from the Raw Dog Bakery, also the Bell Pepper Cats brand. Frozen, freeze-dried, I should say, cat treats. Canoe Pets, and also What's in the Bowl brand treats. So if you have any of those, definitely check to make sure they're not involved in the recall. All the products were sold right here in Wisconsin, but also if you have friends and family in New York and Florida, they were shipped there as well.
Learn about the food you eat on the Midwest Farm Report. Join Farm Babe Pam Yonke and her team every weekday morning from 5 to 6 on 97.9 WGBW. Brought to you by Brickstead Dairy Farms and Greenleaf. Smart dairy, healthy planet. BricksteadDairy.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace worked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm a believer. I believed the whole Packer game yesterday that they were going to win. There was no stress whatsoever involved. Okay, I was a little bit concerned. Mike Clemens has more sports coming up at 11, but a win is a win regardless how you get it.
Station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. If you can. Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you
us, yeah, returns for us at least. again, trying to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
Local news and timeless hits from Youngbloods to Dusty Springfield right here on 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. If you've been trying to get on to your favorite apps or websites today and you've been running into some trouble, it could be because Amazon Web Services, which hosts many of the world's top sites and apps, crashed today. Things are slowly getting back to normal, but some sites, including the Wall Street Journal, are still having trouble. Still no one in custody in connection with the jewelry robbery at the Louvre on Sunday morning. Many of the French crown jewels were taken. Arthur Brand is a Dutch investigator and calls it the heist of the decade.
What everybody fears is that the gold and the silver will be melted down and the jewels will be taken out and sold separately.
President Trump is threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia, calling that country's president, Gustavo Petro, an illegal drug dealer. Following another military strike in a boat in the Caribbean, Petro says fishermen, not drug dealers, were killed. This is ABC News. Is the ceasefire in Gaza on shaky ground? Some in the region seem to think so. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
In a signal of how fragile things are, we've seen smoke rising from southern Gaza this morning. Our producer on the ground hearing explosions, but saying he thinks that incident happening beyond what's known as the yellow line, that is the line between the territory from which the IDF has withdrawn from in western Gaza near to the coast, and the territory to the east of that, a very significant strip of land which the IDF is still controlling. It is called the Red Zone. That incident potentially happening in the Red Zone. It's not clear exactly what happened.
The IDF accuses Hamas of killing two soldiers over the weekend. Hamas is denying that. If you're a regular pot smoker, should you be allowed to legally own a gun? The Supreme Court has agreed to take up that question after an appeals court largely struck down a law doing that. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Both fans involved in a viral clash at American Family Field have been banned from future Brewers games. The Milwaukee attorney who threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has lost her job and resigned from a